Good day, and welcome to White Smoke. In this series, we're going to discuss the principal factors that were taken into consideration by people like Jefferson and Madison when they began to erect the new United States Constitution. And welcome to Episode 6. We're at a point now where we can go back and look at Episodes 1 through 5, where we talked about the monarchy, the power of the land, the army, the police, and the erection of the Senate, and pull all those together into a quick summary of how the Founding Fathers wished to put controls on the federal government and retain a certain level of independence for the states. I know I just went through the litany of the restraints that are written into the Constitution, but we're going to go over them just real briefly again. With the monarchy, the problem was the monarch himself. So they got rid of it. And they replaced the monarch with a group of leaders, each of whom would be representing the people who lived within a certain geographical area of their own state. This made decision-making much more difficult, but it also eliminated the possibility that any one person would end up making all of the choices, all of the decisions. The power that derived from the ownership of the land was much more physical in nature. If you own the land, you can tell people what kind of house to build, what kind of crops to plant, all of those sorts of things. And so by restricting land ownership in the federal government, they were able to rein that in and say, no, you guys, the federal government can't own land unless we say so, each of the states. The army and the police are very much the same in that a standing army and a national police force puts an awful lot of power in the hands of whomever is put in charge of those units. By limiting the army to that one battalion that was kept over from the Revolutionary War, they relegated the command structure of the military to the cooperative forces of the governors. Similarly, with the Senate, having each state be able to send a representative or two, as it turns out, to Washington to represent the interests of the state, that meant that, much as different representatives might argue with each other or debate with each other, it meant that the state interests had to be in tune with the interests of the individuals, of the people, and vice versa. It was thought at the time that these and other provisions in the Constitution that I haven't gone over, that these statements, these limitations, would distribute the federal power sufficiently that no one person or no one group of people could ever get themselves into a position of being equivalent to a monarch. In other words, there would always be this distribution of power through distribution of opinion that would lead them to collectively make decisions that were best for everybody. So at this time, the writers of the Constitution turned their attention away from how to restrain the federal government powers and towards how to protect the individual rights of the American citizen. And we get into that next.